Welcome to Florida Girl FM. This is your host, Tanya. Hey guys, what's going on? Today's topic is on the Capitol attack and a 14-year-old teenager that got attacked by Ponceto in California, which is a young lady. She attacked the 14-year-old because she thought he stolen her cell phone. I don't know if you guys followed this story, but it's very sad because she would not take on the ownership of her action, even though she feels as if she shouldn't be charged. But luckily she did get a charge. She did get charged for it. Now let's talk about the state capitol attack. Now all this happened because of Trump supporters that were very angry at the fact that Trump lost the election. Now, I think that election was fair and square, even though other people think not. I know who I voted for. I know what I voted for, and I understood what I was voting for. Now, people may not agree with what I voted for, and that's okay, because that's why we have free of speech. Now, being that they say America should be great again, I personally think that America was never great at all. I'm sorry, but we have to be the most dumbest people on this earth. Not to accuse anybody or shame anybody or make anybody feel bad or offend anyone, but think about it. Think, okay? Honestly. Being that Trump is being impeached because of the attack on the Capitol, but not only that, other things that follow behind. So this was all, you know, coming to an end, and it was folding. And his behavior is, to me, his behavior reminds me of a two-year-old. So basically, we had a two-year-old in office to run this country for, about, what, 4 to 8 years now? And to have him on for another 4 years, I can't do it. I'm sorry, 4 years. Did I say 48? But anyhow, I cannot have him on for another 4 years. I can't do it. Because we all know that this country is run by a two-year-old. Although he did get kicked off of Twitter and all social medias. Which is crazy, because how do you just get kicked off of all the social medias at one time and you're banned from it for life? That's just like, wow. Okay, and he's the president. Okay, mind you, he'll be the president until January the 20th, right? So I'm praying and hoping that Biden gets in office and he does what he's supposed to do, that he promised us that he would do. I'm hoping that he has a team behind him and everybody, you know, try to sort things out that with the craziness that we are in now. Being that Trump left a lot of footprints on this earth, because he's not just was, you know, dealing with the U.S. He was dealing with other countries just as well, from what I was told. I'm not a politician, so I don't really get dig down deep into that, but from what I'm hearing, I don't know if it's true or not, so don't take my word for this. But being that he has all these different things going on in his life is a hot mess. Trump, all I can say is come to the hood, honey, because that's where you're going to end up sooner or later, and we'll get you on, we'll hook you up. You know, because he said his African Americans, boom, here we are. You know, we in the black community, you might as well say that we take in people that are outsiders, because we know how that is to be an outsider. Although some people don't think that we matter, you know. So I'm not going to get into all that, but I do want to let you guys know that 2021, my mind is like, right now. I just got through doing my pour paint, because yes, that's right, I love to do my crafts. We'll have an episode on crafting Okay. But 2021, I'm praying that we get through this. I'm praying that they get this COVID situation under control, because every time I turn around, it's a new strand that's out there. So I'm praying that by whenever they're promising us that it is cleared up, because this is crazy. You know, we shouldn't go another whole year of this craziness. I went to Chicago last week, and by the way, it was beautiful there. The snow, I loved it. I also got my Chicago dog for downtown Chicago dogs. Also, I got my deep dish from Gino's East. So delish. You got to try it if you're ever in Chicago. But a lot of things were closed down. Some restaurants were open. They were taking to-go orders. They also had these little huts out on the outside so you can dine out. I don't know if that's considered dining in or dining out. I don't know. But anyhow, it was outside. They had little tents and it was warm inside of them and cozy. You ate there. I also went to Missouri and it was completely shut down. They had a curfew at 11 o'clock, but I did dine in to this one little mom pop place called Chris's Pancakes. They had the most delicious French toast. I can't stop thinking about it. But the whole thing was, there was no nightlife. There was no strolling around. A lot of businesses were shut down. So COVID did take over a lot of things, a lot of places, a lot of people. A lot of people deal with depression at this point because of losing jobs, no income coming in. Of course, our president up and down all over the place. So it kind of put us behind on the stimulus check that still haven't came. If anyone out there got theirs, good for you. Some of us still haven't gotten it yet. We're still waiting. So yeah, 2021, please show us different than 2020, because it feels like we're still in 2020, even though we say goodbye, sayonara. But I don't feel like that we really say a good goodbye. But right now it's kind of early to determine it, so I'll give it another 2 to 3 months to see how it goes. And I'm hoping that everyone out there is staying safe and staying prayed up. Keep your head up. Try not to let little things get to you. Remember, self-love is everything. And stay strong. Also, keep your hands washed. Wear your mask, please. I see some of y'all still wearing it below your nose. It's not helping. It's not helping at all. People are dying out here. It's not a joke. So just, you know, put your mask on. It's not going to kill you to put it on. It's going to kill you if you don't. Okay, so until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. Thank you for stopping by Florida Girl FM. You can also find me at floridagirl.com or on Facebook, Instagram at TanyaTalk19. All right, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.